From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kenny Malone. The Bal Harbour Village Hall was packed for its most recent village council meeting.
At this time, I'm going to take a personal privilege as mayor.
Mayor Martin Packer began by addressing the elephant in the room.
There was an article in today's Miami Herald.
He's referring to the investigative series License to Launder. These are stories you may have also heard here on WLRN. The Herald series looked into an anti-money laundering task force run by the Bal Harbour Police from 2010 to 2012. The investigation found that the unit helped launder at least $55 million for international criminal organizations and kept around $2 million in money laundering fees that, instead of being treated as evidence, funded lavish undercover living. The series also found that the task force had withdrawn hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash without any real explanation where that money went. The village of Bal Harbour is in the process of auditing the task force's records, and in the wake of the stories, Mayor Packer called for law enforcement to investigate.
If there were any misdeeds, they should be followed through and prosecuted.
Michael Sala was the Herald's lead reporter on that series, and he joins us now. Mike, thanks for being here.
Glad to be here, Kenny.
How likely are we to see some sort of further investigation or even potentially criminal charges?
I think the only way they can finish this internal audit is by subpoena power, which means they will go to a criminal investigation. The chances of a state investigation are far greater, possibly by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement or the State Attorney General's office.
Now, within days of this series running in the Miami Herald, you receive this sort of mysterious text message. It had a picture that shows three pretty thick binders. And in those, it turns out, are records that you hadn't seen before, records that people thought were duplicates but actually were not.
Yeah, three notebooks under a desk. And I was told that these were in the police department and that I had never seen these records before. I made a public records request. And in going through there, we found 100 deals. Additionally, cut by this task force with criminal groups, the task force didn't just launder $55.6 million. It's actually now over $70 million based on these new records. The police didn't just take in $1.7 million for their commissions or the money they took for themselves for brokering the deal. They took in $2.4 million.
We, in our previous reporting on this, focused a lot on the chief of Bal Harbour's police department at that time, Chief Tom Hunker, who really spearheaded this task force and stepped down under pressure in 2013. But there were other officers involved with this task force. Where are those officers now?
The captain of the task force resigned shortly after the new chief, Mark Overton, came in. The sergeant, he was the foot soldier, he resigned about a month after our investigation began. There are at least four members of the task force that are still on the Bal Harbour Police Department, and I believe that there's members of village council, advocacy groups that are all asking, what role did these officers play? Should they still be carrying Bal Harbour badges, representing the village of Bal Harbour in law enforcement?
At this point, Mike, what other questions are still out there?
I think you have to understand that in order to launder money, and the way this task force carried out its role was to essentially wire the money into hundreds of bank accounts. But they weren't just in this country. They were also wiring money overseas into banks in Panama, China, Venezuela, Mexico, the British Virgin Islands. This task force is basically sending millions of dollars in drug money overseas into foreign banks. We have international treaties with these countries. When we send dirty money into their banks, we're supposed to let them know. There are serious doubts as to whether the task force followed that protocol. And the bigger question is, was it violating both federal law and international treaties by putting millions of dollars in drug money into the banks of foreign countries?
Michael Sala is an investigative reporter for the Miami Herald. Mike, thanks for talking with us.
Glad to be here, Kenny.
You're listening to WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kenny Malone.